for us to know how our mind, how we should be thinking, so that forever and forever, by the power of the Spirit of God and through the Word of God, that we will have peace in our hearts, in our mind, in our surrounding, and in everything that we do. Amen. It says in His Word, it says, therefore, if the Son make you free, you are free indeed. Meaning that if the Word of God make you free, because the Word of God is Jesus Himself. When you understand the Word of God, that you take in what is called freedom. When you understand the Word of God will break and destroy every bondage.
Amen.
And it will bring freedom and peace. So it is the understanding, the acceptance of the Word of God that open us unto this freedom that we are talking about. We can see that in Jesus, that Jesus Christ allowed the Word to go through Him, to dwell in Him, to the extent that the Bible says unto you and I, that when we are talking about wisdom, when we are talking about knowledge, we found the fullness of it in who? In Christ Jesus. He said, in Christ Jesus, we found the fullness of knowledge and wisdom. Because He gave Himself into hearing and listening and abiding to the Word of God. It is not something that just jumped into Him. It's not because He is God that came. It's because even when He took in the nature of man, when He took upon Himself the nature of humanity, He subjected Himself to do everything necessary to bring glory to the name of God. Amen? Amen? You can see in the book of Hosea 4, 6 and 7, He says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Now, when He says that my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge, you can see that there was now an explanation. He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. Why? He said, because thou hast rejected knowledge. When we remember what we learned in the book, bless you. When we remember what we learned in the book of John, we can see there categorically where Jesus told them that you can't enjoy freedom because my word is not in you. So today we can still see that Christians are rejecting the knowledge of God. They don't want to accept it. They want to believe more in science. They want to believe more in the things that are happening around them, rather than going to the truth of what the Father has written and spoken. This is the mind of Jesus, the mind that knew the truth, the mind that accepted that which God has written concerning Him, because He came as human indeed. He did not come to this earth as God, though He was God, and though He is still God. That time He didn't appear as God, but subjected Himself to become human. So He said, my people are destroyed for lack of knowledge. The reason is that they have rejected knowledge. So God said, if you reject my word also will reject you. So He said, I will also reject thee, that thou shalt be no priest to me. Seeing thou hast forgotten the law of thy God, I will also forget your children. Because the word of God is for us. You know, when we talk about the Holy Ghost in the book of Isaiah, it tells us that the Holy Spirit will teach our children the ways of God and the way of peace. But if we reject knowledge as the parents, and we don't transfer it to our children and also make our children through interceding for them to accept the knowledge, then we will find out that they also will be rejected. He said, As they were increased, so they sinned against me. Therefore will I change their glory into shame. They eat all the sin of my people, and they set their hearts on their iniquity. So we can see that the priests, and you are the royal priesthood. We are the royal priesthood. We are the holy nation of God. But when we know and we have the mind that that is actually who we are, then let us set our mind to take in the word of God, to take in the knowledge of God. We must not reject the truth. We must accept the truth so that we can live by the power of the word of the truth itself. Amen? There is nothing that you reject that will benefit you. Nothing good that you reject benefits you. Even evil, you have to accept it before it will work in you. Evil cannot force himself on you. That is the same way good cannot force himself on you. You are the one that will accept it. So we need to know categorically how to receive and accept knowledge so that we can be able to live well. Amen? Amen. That is what we keep saying. According to the book of Philippians, he said, let this mind be in you, which was also in Christ Jesus. Because it is in Christ Jesus that is hidden all the treasures of knowledge and wisdom. Therefore, we should abide to the word of God. What have we learned so far? Throughout this month, we have learned that we should know that God loves us and cares for us. We have also learned that we should pray ourselves out of any situation when we refer to the book of Chronicles. We have also learned last week that we have what is called spiritual blessings and ethnic blessings, and that we should keep to these blessings. We should not accept that which the enemy is bringing unto us. We should know our spiritual blessings, and we should know our place in Christ, and we should hold on to this truth, because that is what set us free. And that we should also know that we have enemies. The Bible says that Satan the devil is like a wounded roaring lion looking for who to devour. So he's going around the place, he's wounded, he's injured, but remember, he's called a lion. Have you ever thought of it? It's called a wounded lion. Jesus Christ is the lion of the tribe of Judah. And yet, it says that Satan also, it's almost as if God is trying to equal Satan with Jesus. But yet, they are not on the same page. Because Jesus is the creator of Lucifer, who is light, before he turned himself to become Satan, the father of liars, and he has been lying right from the beginning. While Jesus is truth, the Bible said truth and glory is what we found in Jesus. Amen? So, for the both of them are being called lion does not mean that they are on the same page. One is roaring, wounded lion, while the other one is triumphantly the lion of Judah. Amen? So there are two different things. Even it's just like we human beings, we are not the same. Satan is immortal, he cannot die. Jesus is also immortal. Even at the end of the day, me and you, we become immortal. Because this life that we are living is temporary. Let me not say that. But I just want us to know that we have someone who is Satan the devil, who is an enemy. And this enemy, just as much as we are conscious that we are holy, that we are conscious that we are righteous, we should know that somebody wants to destroy. And that was why we talked about Isaiah 65, that there is this power of darkness that is called the wolf, the lion, the serpent. They are among us, but we should not allow them to win, because God said he has not given them power to hurt anyone in Zion, nor has he given them power to destroy anyone in Zion. And with this kind of mindset, we will know that whatever the challenges that we have in life, we are already an overcomer, because we are seated at the right hand of God in heavenly places over principalities and over powers. Now, when we look at the book of Hebrews, the question that I asked myself today, as I was going through what we learned already before, was that will God have written these things that he has written in the book of Hebrews if Jesus has failed? When was this thing written concerning Jesus? Yes, we know in the book of John 1, the Bible says that glory and truth is upon him. But Jesus has to prove himself to be a custodian of this glory and truth. He has to prove himself to be the one that God said he is. As he understood his place, he worked out his salvation. That is why you can see that right from the beginning, Jesus was able to know himself. His mother taught him well to live as a king. Because when the prophets prophesied on him, when Annas prayed on him, when the angels came to bow to him, the Bible tells us that the mother hid all these things in her heart. And with this knowledge, he trained Jesus. That at the age of 12, he was communing, talking with the elders and the priests in the temple. Why am I saying this? We should be conscious of who we are in God. We should be mindful of the words of prophecy that we receive. And we should always walk and run with our prophecies. You are special. Don't act otherwise. God has already declared it unto you. He said, I created you in my image and in my likeness. That is what he said to us. And when we look at this book of Hebrews, it says glory and honor is on us. And if you are someone who is honorable like Jabez, more honorable than his brethren, then walk as an honorable person. Let us behave as someone who needs honor to be bestowed on him or on her. Amen. Look at the book of Hebrews. The book of Hebrews spoke referring to Jesus. From verse 2, it said, has in this last day spoken unto us by his Son, whom he has appointed heir of all things, by whom also he made the world, who being the brightness of his image and the express image of his person, and upholding all things by the word of his power, when he had by himself purged our sins, sat down on the right hand of the majesty on high, being made so much better than the angels, has he had by inheritance obtained a more excellent name than they. This is written concerning Jesus, and it's nothing different than it's written concerning you. Amen. I hope you understand what I am reading. For unto which of the angels said he at any time, thou art my son, this day have I begotten thee. And again, I will be to him a father, and he shall be to me a son. He never said that to the angels. And again, when he breathed in the first begotten into the world, he said, and let all the angels of God worship me. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Now, Jesus, knowing himself to be this, that God has written, he lived his life accordingly. He lived his life accordingly. And that is why we use Jabez at the beginning. That Jabez, despite the fact that he was caused right from birth, he was not blessed right from birth, he was caused. Yet he took on the clothing of a blessed person. The clothing of the seed of Abraham. He listened to the word of God in the temple. And then he said, no, I will not rob myself. Let me, in the dark, in hot water. Because I can understand that I am being in the mud, that I am being created in the image of God. So he lived a life that is honorable. And the Bible declared him more honorable than everyone around him. And then he prayed to God, and the situation was changed. Now, the Lord is telling us that Jesus himself, after all everything that has been spoken concerning him, he took on and he started behaving the way he should behave, so that that which was written concerning him will become and will happen in his life. Amen, somebody. Amen, somebody. I don't want to stay too long on that. I want to go to the to verse 2. Because now in verse 2, in chapter 2, it is talking about us. Because when we talk about Jesus, who says because of Jesus. Look at what is written in verse 2, chapter 2. He said, therefore, we ought to give more earnest heed to the things which we have had, lest at any time we should let them sleep. Where God, and because God has created us in his image and in his likeness, he said, let us pay attention to the things that have been written concerning us. Pay attention to who God said you are. Pay attention. Because God wrote here that he will be a father to Jesus and Jesus will be his son. He said, not what he said unto you and I. He says, I shall be your God and you shall be my people. That is the same words that God spoke unto you and I. So if God said, I will be your God, then pay attention. And he said, you will be my people. Then pay attention to do those things, because his words that he has spoken unto you are powerful. Powerful to manifest. Amen. He says, for in the word spoken by angels, they are steadfast, and every transgression and disobedience receive a just recompense of reward. How shall we escape if we neglect so great salvation, which at the first began to be spoken by the Lord? It started from Jesus, began to be spoken by the Lord, and was confirmed unto us by them that had him. God also bearing them witness, both with signs and wonders, and with diverse miracles and gifts of the Holy Ghost according to his own will. For also the angels has he not put in subjection the word to come, whereof we spoke. But one in a certain place testifies, saying, what is man that thou art mindful of him? Or the son of man that thou visited him? If you pause there, you will ask yourself, that God has visited me through Christ Jesus. And he has given me the word. He said he didn't give the angels the word that is to come. This inheritance of this world after Jesus Christ died, after Jesus Christ paid the price, he didn't give this word to the angels, but he has given it to us. That is why it is written in the word of God. Who is this man that God is so caring about this man? This human being. And then God gave the word that we are speaking to this human. Can you not tell yourself, I own the word? Are you afraid to say that? I own the word. It has been given unto us as inheritance. And we have to believe this. Because if we don't believe it, we cannot be able to walk in the power. Come, kings are raised in a special way. Have you ever seen where king is afraid? What do you think is the mentality of the king? This prophet belongs to me. And with that mentality of this prophet belongs to me, everything is under my subjection. That is how a king speaks and thinks and acts. Once you announce that king and you put that king on the throne, every the mentality of that king goes up pure. And everyone here is subject. That is how he wants us to reign in our atmosphere, in our garden, that he has blessed us with and has given us, in our space. We are not in competition, but we have this mentality. At the beginning, he said, be fruitful and multiply. Take dominion. Be over everything. That is, so when we have this mentality, fear cannot come. We are not proud, but we know our place. And we know how we move. And we know how we talk. Not in fear, but in understanding that I am actually a king. And this, my province, belongs to me. And where is your province? Where is your own environment? It starts from your body. It starts from your body. It starts from your destiny. My body belongs to me. God is living inside me. It's a temple of God. My destiny is my destiny. And I will not allow anything to alter it. We pray this prayer on Friday that any power that is fashioned to alter our destiny, that God will cut off that power and destroy it in Jesus' name. Because that is what Satan the devil is out to do, to alter destiny. He's a wounded, roaring lion. He wants to alter destiny. He does not want one to fulfill the destiny. That is why you see, even at the prayer of Jesus being on this earth, who was talking to him so that he will not fulfill his destiny, the disciple Peter said, you can't die. You can't pay this price. It is not of you to fulfill this destiny. Jesus said, get deep behind me, Satan. Peter was his friend. Peter was his friend. On Friday, we dealt with it that the enemy will not fall you. He will fall you if you allow him through the closest person to you. That is why we have to have a spirit of discernment. Not because Peter hated Jesus. Peter never hated Jesus. Peter was, he was very zealous to do the work of God. But he had a weakness. And Satan entered through that weakness of the fact that he loved Jesus too much. He does not want Jesus to be hurt. He does not want Jesus to die. He loved Jesus so much. So when he heard Jesus say these things, he forgotten about what was written. And was about to drag Jesus out of his destiny. We use the book of First Kings to pray. Or the second thing, talking about how he took through Jezebel the vineyard of Naboth. And who were the people that gathered and spoke and had false witnesses against Naboth? The people that he fasted and prayed with. Jezebel knew that Naboth was very prayerful. Jezebel knew that Naboth loved the things of God. So Jezebel said, gather people to fast and pray. And put Naboth on the high chair. He was the chairman. When they were to break the fast, they fasted and prayed. He then sent two people, the sons of the enemy, at his right hand and his left hand. Let those to accuse him that he has blasphemed God. Through what he loved most. And I said, if only Naboth had a spirit of discernment like Jesus. That is why we must not reject the truth. That is why we must always consider the word of prophecy. And we must always seek the face of God in what we do. No matter how innocent the thing looks like. It could be very, very innocent. What would have made Naboth to think that they have conspired against him, even through fasting and prayer? That, look at Daniel, the same thing with Daniel. When they wanted to get Daniel, he said, don't pray for 30 days. So at times it could be what you love most. It could be that because you love God so much, that is the way the enemy will come to you and come against you to divert destiny. For God will bless us and continue to fill us with the spirit of discernment. that the enemy will not use our love to come to want to destroy us. Jesus' passion was to save humanity. That was his testimony. And Peter was there telling him, no, you can't fulfill what God has written concerning you. But Jesus was discerning enough, and he said, get it behind me. So at times it is your husband, it is your wife, it is your children, it is your very close friend. May God give us the spirit of discernment that we will know when to say, get thee behind me. Amen. Amen, somebody. Because the Bible said that God is so mindful of us. So we should know that which God has destined us to be. And we should walk in that power. And we will walk in that power. He said, who is man that God is visiting him? When we think about that, that means we should be able to tell you, oh, God has visited me and God is visiting me. So don't you ever look at your life and think that God neglects you at any point. Instead, you are worthy of his visit. He cried over Jerusalem and he said, why was he crying? He said, because Jerusalem does not know the time of his visitation. And because they don't know the time of his visitation, they were perishing. They were being destroyed by the enemy. But you will know the time of visitation. You will recognize your time of visitation. And God Almighty will definitely program your salvation at every point. That in anything that the enemy brings, captivity, bondage, or whatever, you shall not fall. For the enemy will fall into their own trap. Always and ever, in the mighty name of Jesus. This time always they go too fast. Faster than I want. He said, thou madest it a little lower than the angels, seven. Thou crowned you with glory and honor. You see, it's the same thing with what was written about Jesus. And this set him over the works of thy hands. God has set us, I've already referred to Genesis already, be fruitful and multiply. God has set us over the works of his hand. Amen. Hallelujah. Amen. He said, and God has put all things in subjection under our feet. For in that he put all things in subjection under us, he left nothing that is not put under us. I just want to be making it personal. Praise the Lord. But now we see not yet all things put under us. But we see Jesus. Hallelujah. He said, looking unto Jesus, the author and the finisher of our faith. Anytime that we seem as if we are struggling in our mind, we are struggling with things. He said, raise up your eyes to the east. From where does my help come? My help comes from the Father. Who is that help that comes from the Father? His word, who came into this world and became flesh. And his name is Jesus. Who is he that is the head from the Father? After Jesus has left and he has paid the price to make us to be reconciled to God, he came again to dwell in us by the power of his Spirit. This is our head. We look, carry our eyes up. We allow the Holy Spirit to intercede. We allow Jesus, the Word of God, to intercede. Looking unto Jesus so that our faith will not fail. Because Jesus carried unto himself, the Bible said, the seed of Abraham. Amen. Are you understanding what I am saying? May God grant us understanding in the mighty name of Jesus. He said, but we see Jesus, who was made a little lower than the angels, just like you and I, for the suffering of death, crowned with glory and honor, just as we also will be crowned with glory and honor. Because of what Jesus has done, you are already crowned with glory. You are already crowned with honor. That he, by the grace of God, should taste death for every man. Jesus tasted death. So that when you die, when I die, it is not the end. We will triumphantly live forever as according to the word. Amen. For it became him for whom are all things and for by whom are all things, in bringing many sons unto glory. to make the captive of their salvation perfect through suffering. For both he that sanctified and they who are sanctified, that is every one of us, are all of one, for which cause it is not ashamed to call them brethren, saying, I will declare your name, O God, unto my brethren. In the midst of the church, will I praise, will I speak praises unto you. In the midst of the church, here that we are, with the praises of God, by the power of his word, by the power of his word, we will sing praises unto God. Meaning that as we take in the word of God, we don't reject the word of God, we declare the word of God, we speak the word of God, the word of God will wrought power, the word of God will do miracles, the word of God will do signs and wonders. For if we read at the beginning, he says that God, in verse 4, he says, God bear witness with signs and wonders and miracles following among the apostles and the chosen one, of whom you and I, we are part of it. Why am I saying all these things? So that our mind will be governed, ruled by this truth. Amen. He said, for as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also himself likewise took part of the same, that through death he might destroy him that has the power of death, that is the devil, and deliver them who through fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. For verily he took not on him the nature of angels, but he took on him, this is what I refer to, the nature of the seed of Abraham. That is why Jesus is the one who is our faith. That is why the word of God is the one who is our faith. Because Bible said unto you and I that we shall be delivered by faithful Abraham. So he took on himself the seed of Abraham. He took on himself that which produced you and I. So that together we can die. Together we resurrect. Together we sit at the right hand. For we walk by faith and not by sight. We live by faith and not by sight. We are the righteousness of God, and we are righteous, and we follow the works of righteousness, because sin cannot take dominion over us. For the seed of Jesus, the seed of God is in us. We cannot sin. As much as we believe this, it will compel our bodies, our soul, our spirit to act accordingly. Righteousness exalts the nation. He says, sin is a reproach, and sin is not our portion. For Jesus has, please let me close this and we do. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He said, therefore, in all things it behoved him to be made like unto his brethren, that he might be a merciful and faithful high priest in things pertaining to God, to make reconciliation for the sins of his people. For in that he himself has suffered, being tempted, is able to succor them that are tempted. He's able to understand you, and is able to deliver you and I, because he was tempted also in everything. Amen. And when we go to the book of Philippians, is it Philippians or is it Colossians? Where he was given a name that is above all names, that is the name of Jesus, the book of Philippians 2. The book of Philippians 2. Hallelujah. Before the Bible said, therefore God has highly exalted him, the Bible said, that who being in the form of God, thought it not robbery to be equal with God, which is what we used to start, but made himself of no reputation, and took upon him the form of a servant, and was made in the likeness of men. And being found in fashion as a man, he humbled himself and became obedient unto death, even the death of the cross. Wherefore, God also has highly exalted him and given him a name which is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow of things in heaven and things in earth and things underneath the earth, and that every tongue should confess that Jesus Christ is Lord to the glory of God the Father. This was his destiny, for he subjected himself. Otherwise, this scripture would not have been written. And then I asked myself, it's like, God, you didn't trust yourself that you will be able to fulfill what you wanted to fulfill. That is how it looks. He became a human being, but he humbled himself. He threw away the nature of God and made himself to go through everything. He tested all the problems so that he can tell himself and convince himself that man can be able to do it. This man that I trust can be able to fulfill their destiny. It was after he went through all these things that he's able to write it concerning himself, that yes, I have overcome. And then his name is given. Will your name be given to you? Will your name be given to you? That you, will my name be given to me? That I, at the end of the day, that I reign actually with Christ. And then God will proudly say, this is my lovely daughter Rachel. She humbled herself even unto death. She humbled herself according to the destiny that I gave unto her. She humbled herself and did all what she needs to do. Today, I am giving her a crown, wearing her a glory, wearing her a honor, because she has overcome through me, Christ Jesus. We God say that about you, that you also, you be able to fight all the battle, understanding the word of God, understanding the good of God, that you be tested in all form, you be tested in every way, and in Christ Jesus you overcame. That Jesus will be able to talk to you and say, welcome, my faithful servant. Today, I will show you that indeed you are my people, you are my son, you are my daughter. This is the end, the reason why we are going through this end. We are sojourning here. This is not our end. We are going through. This is not our end. But let us walk this journey of our life according to that which God has written. Let us be faithful to God. Let us be faithful to ourselves. Let us see ourselves the way God has seen us. We are his people. We are kings. We are royal priests. Like I said, a king is being trained to be a king. A priest is being trained to be a priest. The king and the priest, they rightfully receive that knowledge that indeed I am a priest. And then they walk in that form. Remember the prodigal son? The prodigal son threw away his garment of royalty. Threw away his garment of priesthood. He said, I want to taste the things of the world. He went to taste the things of the world. He suffered. And then he came to his senses and he remembered. And then he said, even those who are servants in my father's house, they have more than enough to eat. And they are even able to take care of people, to do humanitarian work. They are going to be servants. They don't really believe in Christ Jesus. But God is still using them. Yet they are living well. They don't believe, but they are living well. How much more me that I am actually a crown son? Why should I suffer this? Let me go to my father and tell my father, please accept me even as a servant. Because he saw that the servant will be. David said, I will rather be a gatekeeper in the house of God than to be amongst sinners. He said, I think gatekeeping is not honorable. I was talking to one of to my brother the other day, and I said, yesterday, and I said, oh, I'm doing the dishes because of our dishwasher at my place of work got spoiled. So today I'm doing the dishes. We don't have the person that was supposed to do the dishes. So he was like, oh, yeah. And I said, stop, even if I'm working in the kitchen, though I'm not working in the kitchen, but even if I'm working in the kitchen, if I'm not doing the job, I collect the same salary. I will collect the same salary as the other people. I said, here, you are a cleaner. You collect your minimum wage salary, which is able to take care of your house rent and everything. And here, cleaning is an honorable job. Don't look at it as house help of Nigeria. I said, so, he said, eh? I said, so, when we are talking about cleaner in Europe, or washing dishes in Europe, it's quite different from us there. So no pity me. I am happy to do it because it even helps my waist. I saw the group I was supposed to take care of. The other guy said, hey, Rachel, should I take care of your group so that you do the kitchen? I said, I can ask you. Take care of the group. Let me do kitchen today. Because the best thing to do kitchen is that, it helps my waist. Don't you see me putting goro and doing shakara today? I was out on Friday. Was it not like this? Those that came on Friday prayer meeting, and I saw they were like, old woman. So then one of the old women that was in prayer, she said she needs somebody to assist her. I was coming. She said, no, I don't want old woman. I love her. Because I was going like that. The woman said, no, I don't want old woman. I want a young person. I said, they love me. At the end of the day, of course, I took care of her. But and I realized it was because of the way he said, Abba Peter, Abba in a yoke, Peter, Peter, he said, you have my issue in a yoke, Peter, this yoke, I didn't remember. So it was terrible. But because I didn't do that yesterday, it helped me to even work today and ask it. So I said, if they put something like the kitchen, I have been, it won't change my salary. It will not change my salary. I'll be getting some of those money to eat. So, I mean, I know I'm not going to work in the kitchen, but it would have changed my salary. I don't prefer to work here for Papa. Because we had one person before he went to pension, he has to change to the kitchen. The guy was any more than me because he's been long doing the work. And after 6 months of working in the kitchen, all the pay, back pain, all the swollen hands, and everything that he had, they all vanished before he now went to pension. So when I thought of him, I said, I don't want to put me in vocation. The thing does not reduce my salary. Of course now. Which one becomes the one? You know, and the kitchen here, it's not like kitchen that side. I'm going to carry the thing, rinse and put them inside here, machine for washer. Now me, the washer. I bet. So my girl was just laughing. Anyway, they are not ready to receive me in the kitchen. They said, continue your place here. I said, I don't want it. Let me take your kitchen. Anyway, what I'm trying to say is this. From what we have already learned, remember who you are. Fight to fulfill your destiny. This world that we are living is a battlefield. Fight to fulfill your destiny. Be conscious that you are a king. Every time you are talking, let the confidence be there. You understand me? Let the confidence be there that you are a king. And when you are commanding and speaking words, be aware of what you say. Speak out the rightful words. Take the rightful thoughts. Be a king. In fact, be a priest. Be a king. That is who you are. When that mentality sticks to you, you will remember and you will know and you will experience the changes in your life. Because when you act as the priest and king that you actually are, that chosen generation, that royal priesthood, that holy nation, a nation because God has made you to be holy. When you are talking and commanding things and praying, Satan cannot stand where you are. Because when that mentality is clean, even when he throws things at you, you will laugh at him and say, when God created me, according to the book of Hebrews, he said, he made me to be far above you. Remember, Satan is a ministry servant. He's an angel. He's not a human being. And he's not God. God told us that we are created
Jesus he has created, we he has created above his angels, and that is where Satan belongs. So we cannot be afraid of our servants, but it starts with our mentality. We cannot, no matter how roaring, how screaming, he's screaming like a wounded lion, he remains who he is, and we remain who we are. We are God. We are holy. We are righteous. The seed of Abraham. We are above Satan and everyone. In short, I keep telling us, we have been given the authority to command Satan to do things for us. I heard a pastor preaching one time. He said, when we are praying that I should recover all, he said, who took the thing away before? Was it not Satan? He said, then tell Satan. Say, Satan, the devil, everything you took from me, bring them back. Yeah. He said, why are we asking? He said, let him know that you know that he's the one that took it away. Everything you have taken away from me, bring them back. We remember the story of this man of God who has died. I've forgotten his name now. Now that I'm talking. That said he was in his house. And all of a sudden he had group. He don't think that today. Make mistake. Hey, yeah, sorry, you're not next week. You go there this week, you go there next week. Praise the Lord. He made group still scattered in his living room. He now came out to say, Satan, now you. And then he went back to sleep. And then he remembered that his living room is still scattered. Because at times it could be, when you are very, very spiritual, some things will become physical. There are people around us that will tell you that. Some things you will experience them real physical. That the enemy will come, maybe walking around in your room, doing, you will experience it. It depends on the level of your spirituality. So it's not a joking thing. So he came back to his living room, and the living room was scattered. Then he said, Satan, come back here. Oh yeah, rearrange them. Exactly, thank you. We go for it. So Satan came back and rearranged the living room the way it was. And then the guy went back to sleep. It's the level of spirituality. At times people can say, it's a lie. It is not a lie. It is not a lie. Praise the Lord. It is not what a lie. Because I keep telling us that the little that I am, I know what I have seen. And I know some few things that I have experienced. That is why I will know, and I know that it is not a lie. Because me, myself, in my little way, I know what I have experienced in life. I told us on Friday, for those who are there, when we say that, we keep thinking that stopping rain, this day to say, let us go and call Juju people to stop praying. Now, you and me supposed to be stopping rain. If it is not to our advantage. In the Bible, who stopped rain? Elijah. So why are we looking for people of the world that now they are the ones stopping rain? If you say a pastor, if a pastor say, I pray to God and rain stop, they will say the pastor is lying. Meanwhile, if they say traditional man stop praying, they will say he has power. And I ask myself, and it is with Christian that we say that the pastor is lying, but we will give credit to the traditional man. And then I ask myself, was it traditional men that stopped praying in the Bible? Or it was spiritual men that we are reading their stories? So how come it is that people will be writing on Facebook that, okay, then when you say you stop praying, how can you stop praying? They are laughing at the Bible. What is wrong with you people? Who stopped the sun in the Bible? Joshua. Not Satan the devil. When there was a contest between the devil and God, who won? God. The snake of Moses swallowed every other snake. May the Lord bless his only word in Jesus' name. I know the talking again. We are back. Live your life the way you should. Make sure you keep your destiny. Satan is under your feet. The Bible said he has put everything in subjection under our feet. Let that our mentality be so. And may the word of God be blessed. Father, we say thank you. We give you the glory. We give you the honor. We give you the adoration. Father, let your truth sink into us. Let your truth remain in us. Let your truth, Father, not depart from us. Let your truth continue to make us free. In the mighty name of Jesus. Every power of darkness, I want to come against that which you have made us and sanctioned us to be. Father, we pray that those powers of darkness be destroyed in Jesus' name. Will we gain our inheritance? The enemy will not take our inheritance from us. We will know our inheritance. And we will enjoy our inheritance. In the mighty name of Jesus. Thank you, Father. In Jesus' name we pray.